98 FM.
Now, tomorrow evening at the Billericay Baptist Church, the Billericay Community Choir will be holding their summer concert. And here to tell us all about it is the one of the founders of the choir, Vince Lewington, along with Chris Davis and Moira Fryers Williams. Welcome all.
Hi, Bob.
Hello, welcome to you. Now, before we talk about the concert, tell us a little bit about the choir. How long have you been a choir, Vince?
We've been a choir since last October, and it probably took Chris and I together about 2 years before that, looking for somebody to lead the choir, because we were both very keen and we could get people to come, but we couldn't either of us lead it, so that was our big challenge.
Okay.
Moira was actually given to us as a name from a friend of ours from our local church, and very kindly and with a very quick time, arrived at my house with about a week of emailing her. And that's where it all sort of kicked off.
Excellent. So Moira's the expert, yeah?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. So, Chris, you have quite a lot of choir members, I believe.
Yes, since we started in October, we've had near enough 90 people come through the door and tried the choir out on one or other of the practices. We regularly get 50-plus people coming each week now.
Wow.
For the practice. So it's beyond our wildest dreams.
So are you looking for new members currently?
We're always looking for new members. We want people that have a heart for singing, that want to sing,
yeah,
and just get enjoyment. We're not looking for people to be professional singers, just to have an enjoyment of singing, yeah, together.
And we need men. We do need men.
Right.
Okay, so I was going to ask, what is the ethos of the choir? I mean, you're not always looking for experienced singers, then?
No, we're looking for people who want to come and perhaps enjoy singing and never tried it before, or perhaps already belong to a choir, particularly in the daytime. It was set in the daytime for people that couldn't get out at night,
right,
for people who had perhaps thought they might give it a try. And there's no sort of commitment. You don't come and become a member. And if you can't come 1 week, that doesn't mean to say you can't come the next week.
Right.
So if you're at work and you're going to miss a couple of weeks, that doesn't matter. So really, as Chris said, it's very much about enjoying. And Moira's made it very much that really people enjoying being together and singing together. And that's one of the... And also learning the songs and working very hard has become an ethos.
Very hard.
Great. Okay. Now, I believe you don't audition for membership. Isn't that dangerous? You could end up getting someone like me who's tone deaf and can't sing, Moira.
Well, it's my personal belief that everybody can sing, even if it's just singing in the bath.
Okay.
But we've got such a large number, and we do have some very strong singers among that, so they help out and carry people along. So if you think you're not very good, sit beside somebody that is, and they'll keep you right.
Okay.
But we don't have anybody that's tone deaf. Everybody can sing.
So can anyone learn to sing?
Absolutely.
You could
Absolutely.
Teach me to sing, could you?
I could. If you can breathe, you can sing.
Really? Okay, so it's not all about the singing. I guess there's a good social side, and the enjoyment is just all coming together, doing something together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, yes.
We have our name badges. We decided that we wanted to have everyone with their name, first name, and the idea of that really is that as you sit next to somebody, you can talk to them by name, and there's a lot of social interaction between people.
And for some people, it's made a huge difference to their lives. You know, people who, you know, have become, they've given more energy, they say, and there are people who've even suffered from depression and are now feeling a lot more positive because they're coming to the choir and just being part of that and singing the CDs that Moira provides us with during the week. You know, they're really good at that. I'm not particularly good at that, but there are some people who are very, very good at that, and that's what's really great about it.
Yes, they do get homework. I do give them their parts on CDs, so they have to go in and listen.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is something that I hear again and again. We have quite a few people in from local choirs and what have you, and a common theme is that there are so many positive benefits to actually singing, yeah, and that's something you've found as well.
Yeah, very much so.
Good. Okay, well, right, you've brought along a sample of the choir singing. I think we should hear it now. This is the Billericay Community Choir and Rhythm of Life.
Suddenly a voice echoed forth, made us friendly, each along the widest street. And the voice said, "Here is a baby."
Yes, from the Musical Suite Charity. That's the Billericay Community Choir and the Rhythm of Life. Now, that was great. It sounded like everybody was really enjoying themselves, but it must be a really complicated song for a choir to sing. Lots of different parts. How do you tackle something like that, Moira?
Well, we have a very good accompanist, Julia Cho, who helps at the rehearsals as well and plays each part. And we literally do it bar by bar, teaching the sopranos their part, then the altos, then the tenors and basses, and gradually fit it together. And as we said earlier, they've got CDs of their own part to take away and learn as well. And it's amazing, really, how quickly it all comes together.
Lots of practice, I expect.
Yes.
Okay, well, the concert's tomorrow night. Vince, tell us all about it.
The concert tomorrow night is our first summer concert. It's the first time we've not done anything where we've been invited to do it. We put it on ourselves. It's at Billericay Baptist Church, which again is the first time we've used that venue.
Right.
The biggest challenge at the moment is trying to fit everybody on the stage. And we're currently, as we speak, having more staging built for us for tomorrow.
How many are you expecting to take part?
Probably up to 55 to 60 tomorrow.
Wow.
It's a really thrilling event to do this. I think for Chris and myself, to look back and see what's been achieved, but with Moira's, in that short 8 months, is quite amazing.
Yeah,
and we had no idea it would turn out like this. And we're just so thrilled for the difference it's made to everybody.
Fantastic.
And for the joy we're actually having in doing that. And the fact we're also being invited to sing on Sunday at Fun in the Park, and people are willing to do that, just shows the keenness of the choir to commit to singing and how much they enjoy it.
Superb. And it's free entry tomorrow night, but all donations are going towards Sunday's Fun in the Park at Lake Meadows in Billericay. Now, that's been organised by a church together. You're involved in that too. You're performing at that, aren't you?
CTB, actually, we went to CTB and they backed the choir. We didn't want to do it just through one church. We wanted it to be all churches and for the whole community of Billericay. So we deliberately did that. So again, that's why we wanted to support anything the CTB do.
Excellent. Well, I've got the Reverend Warner Pidgeon on my memory stick. He recorded something a little while ago about Fun in the Park, and we're going to listen to him right now.
Hello, my name's Warner Pidgeon and I'm really proud to once again be part of the planning team for Billericay Fun in the Park. This year it's going to take place on Sunday the 29th of June. It'll be between 12:30 and 5 p.m. And I'd like to invite you, your friends, your family, your church to get involved. There's all sorts of things that we need help with. Once again, we've got the fantastic local band Taste from Vis-a-Vis Ministries. We've got all sorts of things. We've got the teacup ride. We've got the climbing wall. We've got cream teas. We're going to have a panel of experts taking questions. We've got music. We've got games. There's even going to be a boat race on the lake. We need you to bring your friends, bring your family and tell people about the event. Hope to see you there. This year it's going to take place on Sunday the 29th of June. It'll be between 12:30 and 5 p.m.
Thanks, Walnut. Right, well, that's the advert for Fun in the Park. Let's recap on your event. It's tomorrow, Saturday the 28th of June. Starts at 7:30, goes through to around 9:30, something like that. It's the Billericay Community Choir Summer Concert, and it's at the Billericay Baptist Church, 104 Perry Street in Billericay. Is there parking okay there, Vince?
Yeah, parking won't be a problem. And also what I forgot to say is that it's open to everybody, so it's suitable for all ages.
Right,
children up to however old you are.
Okay, and you've got popular songs, including songs from West End shows and solos to be performed on the night, yeah?
Moira?
Yeah,
absolutely, a mix. Some typical choir songs like Battle of Jericho, we've got some songs from Les Miserables, and as you say, some solo pieces as well.
Sounds fantastic. Well, I hope that both events are a great success, and thank you so much for coming in today. Do you want to give us some contact information if anyone would like to contact you for more information about the choir or your event?
You can contact myself, Chris Davis, Billericay 656904.
Right.
Or you can contact Vince on 657169, which is Billericay as well.
Lovely.
I'll leave the contacts to Vince and Chris because they do the admin side, and I have to say they've been brilliant at that.
Good.
But if I can just say that the whole choir has been such a joy to work with. They are really lovely people. And if you have an enthusiasm for singing at all, do come and try us out.
Fantastic. All right. Well, I'll put all those details up on the Phoenix FM website later as well. So if anybody missed any of that, you'll be able to look it up later on. Well, thank you all for coming in today. It's been very entertaining. Vince Lewington, Chris Davis and Moira Friars-Williams. Thank you so much. And
thank you,
yeah, we'll see you again soon, maybe.
Thank you.
Okay, cheers.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.